Alright, good luck. It's a special shir on the Prozvol comes once in every Shemitah, so it's once in 7 years. Before we start about the Prozvol particulars, I would think we should more discuss generally why we need a Prozvol, what's the purpose of having a Prozvol, and to go into the idea of Shemitah's Ksafim from a Deraisadika level, Derabanadika level, and then we'll go into, it's more like an overview, and then we'll go into Prozvol. Midaraisa the Shemitah's Ksafim, the end of Shemitah, the way we pass, and it's the end of Shemitah. If you don't do, barring any prosbos at the end of Shemitah, any chovitz that you might have are automatically waived. Shailin Lum, that's exactly what type of hafkah it is, but it's definitely waived that you cannot collect the money. It's a deraisa, it's a lav, and it's a nasei. There's a lav loyigois, and there's also nasei of tachmut yadecha. So you have an alav and nasei. Then on top of this lav and nasei, there's a indirect lav, the tisham alecha, that a person should not be scared that Shemitah is coming and therefore refrain from giving her voice. If I ask you for Ava Erev Rosh Hashanah and you're not going to give it to me because you're scared Shemitah is coming along, you might be over the raisa of tisham alecha. The reason why I say might, I mean normally you should be, but if it's just a kunz to be able to get money and not pay back, so Shlomo Zalman says, and I'm not even really asking you for Ava, I'm asking you for a maton. If I know that I'm not going to pay back because Shemitah is coming, so it's a joke, I'm not asking for Ava. But let's say it's a regular Ava in the summertime. A guy says he wants to borrow money from you, and you're a little scared because in a month from now, Shemitah is coming, the end of Shemitah is coming, he's going to waive the chayv, and therefore you're reluctant to give the Ava. That's another deraisa of Hisham Alecha. So you have at least one lav, pashas, two lavim, and an asay, but neget to Shemitah's ksofim. If a person didn't write a prosbol and Shemitah came along and now the loiver would like to borrow money, to pay back the money, part of the derais is you're not allowed to even accept the money. And you have to tell him, Zedva Shemitah, you have to tell him, Mishamatani, I'm not accepting the money. The loiver has the prerogative, and it's a good adrab, it seems from the Gemara, he should say, Afo Pekin, and give it to you anyway. But midaraisa, if he comes to me to pay me, I have to tell him, I'm not allowed to accept payment. That's midaraisa. Came along Hillel, and Hillel decided that there's going to be a problem here, so he created a prosbol to be able to circumvent these issues. But before we get into the prosbol, let's understand what type of chayvus are we talking about. Obviously, if I give you halva, that's a regular chayv, that's what for sure we're talking about. But we're talking about much more than just a regular chayv. I'm going to go through very quickly the chayvis are subject to this din of Shemitah's Ksafim. First of all, if you have a chayv, bein b'muva peh, bein b'muva b'shtar. It doesn't make a difference. You can have a shtar, taflok, Shemitah is going to be meshamet. You can have a vav which is not money. And this is meisim b'choyim. Your neighbor borrowed a bottle of milk, or bread, oil, eggs, whatever it is. And if it's understood that she's going to be paying you back, or that's the noeg, the nimus, is that people pay back, that's also a vav. The Malach HaShleim said, that's also Alva. She could say any Lashon she wants, but she took her eggs with the intention of paying back, so that's Alva. So come to us, if your neighbor borrowed eggs, and then Rosh Hashanah came by, and now she would like to pay you back on same Gedalia, you have to tell her, no, Meshametani, I'm not allowed to accept your eggs back. Again, barring if you didn't do a prosbol. Another case is, which is not so common, but if a loiva defaults on payment, and the Ariv kicks in and pays up the Malva, now the Ariv goes back to the loiva to get payment, between the Ariv and the Loiva, that's also considered a chayv that's subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. The Ariv would not be allowed to collect the halva because Shemitah was Meshamet, if Shemitah went in. Another common thing is a heter iska. Well, they talk the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch talks about an iska, but let's bring it down, and maybe more prevalent is a het iska. If a guy gives a het iska, which is chatzi milva, chatzi pekodin, so half of the het iska is a milva. Half of that, that's the lum that the het iska works, that chelik is going to be Shemitah's subject to Shemitah's ksafim. It's going to be, you will not be able to collect half of your het iska if you didn't write a prosbol. That's a mechabeshita. The ksais argues, and the ksais says that a het iska is different, or iska is different, I should say, and that is because it's not a typical avo where you're allowed to spend the money, it's locked into a certain business, and you cannot eat ice cream, lemishta be'shecha, you can't spend money and you drink beer from it. So since it's sort of not loitzon netnu, the Ksais wants to say that that's not subject to Shemitah's Ksafim, but the Mechaba's opinion is not like that. It's Fusha Mechaba that Iska is subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. Now, you have a bunch of Chayvis that will not be subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. It's certain cases, and I would like to run through them quickly as well. For example, if you have a mashkin, if you took collateral for the debt, collateral for the choiv, that choiv is not subject to Shemitah's Ksafim, and it's a machloek zishoyne how much the mashkin has to be worth. Some say the mashkin has to be worth the entire amount of the debt, and some hold, and it's 2 days put down in Shulchan Aruch, and some hold, even if it's a mashu, the mashkin's worth $1, and the choiv is $1 million, as long as they have a mashkin, that's already not subject to Parshas Shemitah's Ksafim. The lumdis is it's a pasuk tashmit tashmit yadecho, but not if it's already in your hand. The lumdis is that if I already have the mashkin, I don't have to come on to a loyigos. I don't have to come on to collect from you. I already have your thing. I have a kinyan and a mashkin. I already sort of have payment or collateral for the debt. So that choiv is not subject to the pasha of shmita ksava, and therefore after shmita, you're allowed to even collect that debt.
That was some of your
The story is that it's still connected. The kinyan is connected. I'm allowed to withhold the mashkin. Let's say you pay me back half the choiv. I can still hold on to the mashkin and not give it back until you pay me back the whole choiv. So you see, the mashkin is really, even if it's not worth the entire amount of the choiv, but it's connected to the entire choiv. So since I have something of yours connected to the entire choiv, so therefore it's not La'igas, it's not tashmiti achikas yedeka. I don't have to be tovei from you. It's by me already. So then, once that's the case, and I'm allowed to even be tovei from you, because that choy was not subject to the laws of shmita ksavim. If you have a psak din, if bezin has a psak din, it's makhlekes rishonim. If you have to have a biksav, we do. But if you have a psak din biksav, that's commander gavoydami. It's as if it's already collected, and you don't have a problem. That's not subject to shmita ksavim. Another case, interesting case, which is not common, but in the lumdis, is I'll give over my choivis to Bezdin. And I'll tell Bezdin, here are my choivis, you take care of it. You have the authority to collect it. You take care of my choivis. You see fit. Just make sure that I get paid. It's yours. Take care of it. That's also not subject to the parsha of Shemitah Ksafim. Pashtus, the reason is because I'm no longer I don't have the authority, or I authorize someone else to do the collection. Since Bezin's doing the collection and not me, so that's not subject to the Pasha. Pasha's all egos, I'm not supposed to collect. I'm now let it be Tavea. I'm not being Tavea, the Bezin is now. Now, of course, if I will give it over to a Shliach, or I'll sell it off, and now the buyer is trying to collect on the debt, obviously that is subject to Shemitah Ksafim, because what's the killing? Just my Shliach. But the Lomdis, once I give it over to Bezin, it's like sort of a, not just a shliach, it's like a different party in Gaza. It's not Babo Machmosa, it needs beer. But once it's given over to Bezin, Bezin's doing the collection and not me. There's no individual who's doing the collection, so therefore it's not subject to the Pasha Shemitah Ksafim. I'm going to get to it if that's what Prisbal is. It's Machlokes if that's what really Prisbal is. Okay, another case is if the understanding of the debt is for a delayed payment. For example, you're buying KFS and you put it on credit. And the understanding is you're going to pay back sometime later. No specific time. You're going to pay back. Every once in a while you go in and you pay up your chayvis. But it's not expected to be paid tomorrow or today, whatever it is. So it's like lo yigiz man peroin, whatever it is. That type of situation is not subject to Shemitah Ksafim. You're allowed to collect that debt after Shemitah, provided you want zakhvan olav b'milva. Zakhvan olav b'milva means you don't transfer the debt, the nature of that debt, and turn it into a milva. How do you do that? So it's two shitas, or two Pashas, they don't argue. The Achronim say they don't even argue. But two ways to be Zakhvan Olav B'milva. One way to be Zakhvan Olav B'milva is to make a tally of all the debt. Monday you bought this juice, and Tuesday you bought bread, and Wednesday you bought eggs. You made a whole cheshbon, and at the end of the week, oh, you want to know what your cheshbon is? I make a cheshbon. You now owe me $400. The second you do that, you now owe me $400. You made a tallying up of the cheshbonis. That is Zakhvan Olav B'milva. It's no longer Akavas Chanos. I already told you, now you owe me the cheshbon. I tallied it up. That's one case. Another case of Zakhvan Olav B'milva is if I was Kaveh Zman Peroin. If all of a sudden the KFS will call you up and say, look, you know, it's been a while now, please do me a favor, pay me by Sunday. I want a collection by Sunday. Once he does that, so that was Zakhvan Olav B'milva. You're telling you a time frame when it has to be paid. Once he does that, so now if that Sunday is before Shemitah, they tell you have to pay tomorrow, it's before Shemitah, so then it's going to be a wipe away. Now it's a regular Chayv. Schar Socha, you hire a worker. Oh, again, if the understanding is that the worker doesn't expect payment, Ischar Socha is not subject to Shemitah Ksafim unless he's Zakhvan Olav B'milva. Who would then anything, I rent a car, it wouldn't be subject to the Pasha Shemitah Ksafim unless he's Zakhvan Olav B'milva. There's a trick The way to do it, another way to do it, is when you lend the money initially, you make a tnai. You have to be careful what you say. But if you say, abinas, that you're not going to be tashmit me in shvius, you're not going to withhold payment, that's fine. If I say, abinas, ain't shvius mishametes, that doesn't work. I could say that shvius can't be mishamet, the Bnei Shalom says otherwise, Bnei Shalom wins. If shvius is mishamet, but I make a tnai on you, that you're not going to be tevei me. You're not going to use this as a way out, and I'm going to be allowed to collect after Shemitah, that's fine. I'm allowed to make that tonight. I shouldn't say I'm allowed to make it. The tonight works. There's a shaila in the Pesukim if I'm allowed to make that tonight. If I know that I'm lending you money, right, and it's going past Shvius, possibly past Shvius, and I make this tonight, I'm a nash, lo yitash miteni b'shvius, some Pesukim learn, depending on the levels they say it, that's a different deraisa of Ishamalacha. You're scared of Shemitah. You refuse to lend money, because of Shemitah. And the only way you're doing it is by making this tie. That goof might be a lav derais of Hisham Alecha. Hisham Alecha, because you don't want to lend money, because you want to be a Belial Chulila. You don't want to lend money. The Torah calls you a Belial for not lending money because of fear of Shemitah. A guy who makes it tonight is doing something because of fear of Shemitah. So that might be an Issa. But at least it works. If you make that tonight, it will work, and you're allowed to collect after Shemitah. Another Eitzah, which happens to be 2 days, and it's a Shail, it's Makhlek, because we shine him, but the way we pass in is Yekaveh Zman Proin Lacha Shvius. And this is a simple Eitzah. I see Shemitah is coming, so what I'll do is instead of saying, okay, pay me tomorrow, I'll say, no, do me a favor, pay me to Im Gedalia. So the whole Zman Peroin of this Koy first started out after Shemitah, and then it's no problem. I already jumped over Shemitah. Shemitah could only be Mesham if it's a Gi Zman Peroin, and now Shemitah came. Shemitah's, oh, it's the, we waived this Koy. But the Loy Gi Zman Peroin yet, it's first time Gadaya. So that's a very easy Eitzah, a very easy Eitzah to get out of these problems. I mean, if you're stuck, and you're ready, I'll give you a Moshe, you're ready, wrote a Prozbal. You wrote the proposal tonight. Well, we'll get to if you write it at night. You wrote the proposal tomorrow, okay? And then someone comes to you Monday for a chayiv. So what you do is you say, you know what? Pay me time gadaya. Instead of having to write another second proposal, it's an eitzah. Some people say is what you do is you extend it as man proin to past Shemitah, past Rosh Hashanah, and mamela, no problem till the next Shemitah. But you're fine for this Shemitah because loygi is man proin.
I'm giving you a chayiv, not halva. I'm giving you halva $100,000, and now it's the halva. I owe you $100,000.
Any owing, any debt is erased. Any debt is erased. Maybe you could do matanam naslaak, then maybe we'll talk about.
I will give you
is probably Kenyan Dvarm, so it really doesn't work. It has other issues. Okay, now, Stam Hava Lamed Yoyim. There's a concept in Chazal, Stam Hava Lamed Yoyim. So what happens if someone asks you for a choyv today? So are you going to say, well, since it's not due till end of next month, well after Sukkot, so then it's Lahigiz Man Parayim, so Shemitah is not going to be Meshamet. So even though, let's say, Stam Avoz Lamed Yoyim, the Bach wants to be Mechadish, and the Ksais goes with the Bach, and the Tumen goes with the Bach, Tumen Sivkan Tezayin, they go with the Bach, and they say that even though Stam Avoz Lamed Yoyim, but Shemitah will be Meshameted. It doesn't have this Milo of Kaveh Zman Lacha Shemitah. You have to be Beferish. In order to get around it, you have to be Beferish, say, oh, the Kaveh Zman is after Rosh Hashanah. But if it's just Al Stam Avoz Lamed Yoyim, that's not going to work. That's the Gedalia Poiskim Bach, Tumim and Ksois. However, the Rishonim, the Rishonim bring rayas from Rishonim, not like this. There's an Orzeru and Avoy Dezor, Kuf Eis Kuf Chav Gimel. There's a Ran and Shabbos, Kuf Mem Chesem and Beis, that the both Mavur, that Al Stam Havah Lamed Yoyim, that's the same mile of Kvi Zman Lacha Roshono, and Shvius would not be Mishamin. And therefore, the later Achreinim, after, like the Milchus Chinuch, there's a Yerushalmi, Noyim Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Makkos, brings a right from the Makkos, there's a Rishash and Makkos, the Gimel and Beis, there's a Chuvis Tvar Avram. They all hold, and the Chacham Avadja, the hind to go with that. That Stam of Olam and Yoyim will also help you to get around this problem of Shemitah being Meshamet. But like again, there's still a Tumim, a Bach, and a Ksois. There's still Gedele Pais will say otherwise. So, Midei Machloek is Pashas Lai Nafkas. What is that Svara? Why should it be that Stam of Olam should be different? That's $1 million question. So there's a Svara that the Tumim says, and it's Mechatesi, but the Svara the Tumim says is that when I'm Kaveyu as man to pay me Ksoim Gadalyo, and I'm going to want to be Taveyu now, you told me jump in the lake, Lo Yigiz Man Paroi. And what happens if I'm very anxious, so I'll chap the money from you. So right now I'm a Gazan, I have no right to that money, because I took it to Yechaz Man Paroi. So therefore it's Bechlau not payable yet. Mashayin came the Tumim is Mechadish, I don't know from where, but the Tumim is Mechadish, that the Din is Tam Avol Lamed Yoyim, even though I'm not supposed to be Tevei Yutoich Lamed Yoyim, but if I chap the money from you, I'm allowed to keep the money. So I'm allowed to cause an early payment. So since I could cause an early payment, as if he gives man paroim, that's a tumin svara, it needs a makar. Fine. Now, this din is tam of olam ajoim, don't run with it, because tamo, the whole halacha is brought down, the Mechaber brings down, the beginning of Siman Ayin Gimel, is only if that was the minig. But the Mechaber acknowledges that you can have some requirements that the minig is otherwise. Sometimes the minig would be to pay even toich olam ajoim, and then you wouldn't have this bechlal. And the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Zayin Sifkot Yadalit, Taka says in his mekoymis, min hagaseinu was, our minig is, that takas tam of olam not lamajoim, you pay right away. So if we could establish with this manena, when a guy takes alvah, unless he specifies, but otherwise, without any specification, it's understood that he has to pay back even within lama joim. So you won't even have this hetar b'chav, because it's already a gizman paroi. It's an asmachta. Mishana, shana, whatever, it's an asmachta. Now there's one more sort of eitz or trick or whatever, is that what happens if it's a gizman paroi? Today it was already a gizman paroi. And Shemitah is coming 2 days from now. What are you going to do? So, and let's say you're not writing a prozvol. So, B'chatz Korot, Sapendain, he tainis, that what you could do is, I didn't see this in print. I saw it in print from B'chatz, but I didn't see it in print from Modach Reinem. Is that he tainis, what you could do is you could be Marach this man. It's a gizman today, and let's say you're stuck, you don't have a dayanim or Aiden to write a prozvol. No problem. The guy is not even there. The loiva doesn't even know about the rochas man. But I am now hinani. I'm being madia everyone that I'm being marek this man of this choiv till tzaim gadaya. Once I do that, it's now as if it's not payable till tzaim gadaya, and I circumvented the inyan. It's a chiddush, but that's what he holds. All right, let's talk about tachlis, about prosbul. Obviously, every choiv that's subject to shmita, that's what prosbul is trying to address. Now, shmita b'zman hazeh is only the rabbanan. In order to have Shemitah's Ksafim, that is. B'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanan, because there's a Gzeres HaKosef, it has to be the Zman that the Yovel is Noig, Shemitah is Noig. Today there's no Yovel Midaraisa, and the reason is because in order to have Yovel, it has to be Kol Ha'amaleh, or the Kol Yisrael has to be living in Eretz Yisrael, or at least a representation of all the Shvatim, or maybe a rival of all the Shvatim, but there has to be a significant representation of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. That's have Yovel. Today we don't have that, so since we don't have that, so Yovel's not Noeg, Midaraisa, Memeilo, who Adin Shmitzis Ksafim is not Noeg. But Midarabanan, Zeche L'Shviz, the Rabbanan instituted, yes, it's going to be Shmitzis Ksafim. Came along Hillel, Ra Hillel, Kishanimnu Ha'am, Milahalvais, he saw that people were refraining from making havois because they were scared of Shemitah, and they were going to be over Ali Shoma Lecha, they're going to be over on this, what the Torah says not to do. The Torah says not to refrain from giving havois. So you have to know, over Ali Shoma Lecha might only be the Rabbanu, maybe the Reis are good. Therefore, Hiskin Prozbul. He made Prozbul. That's, now, God happens to be Makhlek is Hashem, Aga, Makhlek is Rashi, Tois is Rambam. If Prozbul would work, even if Shemitah would be the Reis, would be Yesh Korek, Biyad Chachamim, to be a Laka, Dovim, and a Torah, and make a Prozbul and allow you to collect. But it's really not Negev, the Makhlek is Lididan, because anyway, we hold that Shemitah was man, that's Shemitah's Ksafim, is the Rabbonin. Right, by Shemitah's Ksafim, the Rabbonin, for sure, Hillel's Prozbul works. So we have a Prozbul. Now, what is Taich Prozbul? The Gemara says, Praise, so this makhlek is what that means. Rashi says praise, the literal translation is takana, was a takana. There's Rashbam and Baba Bas and Samachayim Mebeis. Rashbam says over there that it means harvacha, a revach. But either way, either it's a takana or revach for buli or buti. Buli is ashirim and buti is aniyim. It's a takana or a revach for ashirim and aniyim. That's why Hillel was mesakim prozbul. Now, what does it mean that was a takana? What takana do we have? So the Rishonim have a machloikas. I should say, why? If let me just digress a second. If Prozbul is Proz for Buli Ubuti, so what do we call the Prozbul? We should call it Proz Buli Ubuti, or Proz Buti, the Aniyim. Why would you say Proz Buli for the Ashirim? So the Achrenim are bothered by that. So the Achrenim say that we do Dafka to show the Ashirim that we're Choshu L'Takantem, that we really care for them, and we're trying to help them out, that they'll be able to collect the Chayvis. Memela, they'll be more benevolent and generous in extending chayvis to the aniyim when the time arises. So therefore, indirectly, it helps the aniyim as well, because that's what the Shoshanim Ladavit says. That's why we call the Prozbul, it's a takana for Hashim, even though it's really a takana for both. Now, What is the takana? So Rashi, not just Rashi, all the Rishonim, Rashi, the Meiri, the Rashbam, the Rash, the Rosh, they all say the takana for the Ashirim were that they'll be able to collect their chayvis, that they won't lose out. They gave a chayv. If without prosbul, they're going to lose their money, the loiv and nabuk is not paying, they'll default on the loan, and that's it. He has afkata the malka, that's it. Shemitah is coming. So therefore, a takana for the Ashirim, a revach for the Ashirim, we allowed them to collect the chayv. And the Fadanim, what's the takana? Is that that they'll be able to get chayvis. If we wouldn't have made the takana prosbul, fewer people will be willing and generous to give chayvis because they'll be scared that Shemitah is coming. So therefore, it's a takana, cipher the Hashem, cipher the Anim. However, there are paiskim, the beisesif, and for some reason, I don't know, it's like the bridge went. All the Rishonim say it's a takana of Hashem that they'll be able to collect the chayvis. Came along the beisesif, even though he says himself in the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rav, and the Lavush, and all like the Gdela Paiskim, they said that the takana for the Hashem was not to be over the rights of Isham Alakha. If he wouldn't have made the takana of Prozbol, the Hashem would be reluctant to give out the chayvis, that be over allowed the rights of Isham Alakha. So Tila was masakin the takana for the Hashem. They have a way out, and now they won't be reluctant to give chayvis, so they'll save them to be speared from Allah, the rights of Isham Alakha. That's not what the Rishonim say. Rishonim says that Kana they'll be able to collect the chayvis. Some reason the Gedele Paisim, that was the cutoff, the Gedele Paisim from there on decided that no, that the Kana was, that she shouldn't be over the Issa. Baruch Hashem, the Bach sort of jumps, he doesn't jump on the Beisel, but he points out, he says, and don't tell me, even though the Hillel said, Raha Amshe Nimnu Malavos and the Eiva Hisham Alakha, don't tell me that the Kana the Shim was because of Hisham Alakha, like Bavon Ziz Paisim. He said, nah, for that they won't make a Takana. Doesn't explain why. I'm suggesting, and I'm willing to hear other options, but I'm suggesting is that let's play it out. They're going to be over the Daraisa, so what do? We make a takana and we do away with the Daraisa. Sounds like the reform movement. We have an Issa, we can't keep the Issa, so we throw it out. That's not what Chazal do when they make takanas. We'll make a takana, we'll gzeris auto Daraisa, we'll do something to make it easy or whatever it is, but I'm not going to take it and just throw it out because people aren't keeping it. Perhaps that's what the Bach meant. So therefore, the takana really for the Hashem war, that they'll be able to collect their chayvis, that's takana.
Works on the deraisa, then if you show them that. If you're showing that, say, it works on the deraisa, you're definitely going against the deraisa.
You're definitely going, 100% you're going against the deraisa. But the takana was that they should be able to collect. If it would be the takana, would be that to be able to bavon Hisham Alakha, that the Bach doesn't want to lie. But again, the Beis Yosef, the Lavush, the Rav, they hold, yeah, that was a takana. So either way, either the takana was this or the takana was that, but it's a takana for the Ashirim. Now, if you learn like the Rashbam, that really means revach. Pashas for short means that they collect money. The revach is that they get paid back, not that they have a revach, not to be over a lav. That's not really revach. But all right, fine. Now let's understand prosbul. What is the Hagdara prosbul? Someone in the audience says prosbul means Moshe Shtoreis of Lebezin. Well, let's understand if that's really prosbul. What do we do? Mishrani lechem. The Lashon is... Mishrani lechem adayonim shekol choyv sheyesh li ben b'shtav im ba'al peshag menu kozman she'erza. Mishrani lechem. What does Mishrani lechem mean? What are we really doing with prosbul? And how does it work? L'maisi yavah deraisi na'alada or derabonin at least zech l'shisi na'alada collect. So how does prosbul get around this problem? So it's a machlokes rishonim, what the Hagdara was. Most rishonim learn is the Hagdara is taka like Moshe Shtoreis of the Bezin, and even though I didn't physically give over the chayvis that I have to Bezin, because at the end I'm saying kolzman she'erza hashek beno kolzman, I'm doing the collection, but it's as if I authorize Bezin to do the collection, and the fact that I carry through, I'm just an agent of Bezin doing the collection for Bezin, who's doing the collection for me. But it's as if I'm doing it for Bezin, it's really Bezin doing the collection. So that gets around Shemitah, because I'm not collecting. Again, it's only if it's loigos, if I have to do collection. I'm not doing any collection. I'm giving it over to Bezin, and it's Bezin's collection. Now it's out of an individual's hands of collection, so it's not subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. That's one set of Rishonim. The Rash, however, and others are mashma that is a different Vardim Prosbul. Just like there's a concept, Malva Lamashkin, if I already have something, then it's not subject to Shemitah's Ksofim because it's already Commander Govidomi. Or if you have a Psak Bezdin, we said, it's Commander Govidomi. So therefore, there's no problem. It's not subject to Shemitah because it's not considered like the Choyv is still outstanding because it's already collected. It's Commander Govidomi. When I go to Bezin and I give over my Choyvis, I instruct Bezin to collect my Choyvis, it's the one step before. the psak din. I already told Bezin, like I notified the Bezin, there are these chayvim outstanding, I need to collect them. So I already authorized Bezin to do the collection, whatever it is. It's as if it's, I already got that psak, it's as if it's commander govied on me. It's not because I'm not doing the collection. It's as if I already got the chayvim. It's as if it's already collected. Just like Mashkin doesn't have the din of Shemitah, so too Prosbo won't have the din of Shemitah. It's a different lumdis. It's going to be many nafkaminis tonight between the two. Is the lumdis because I'm not doing the collection, Bezin's doing the collection, so I'm not loyigos, or is the pshat is that it's commander Govidami because now Bezin, once I told Bezin, or I instructed Bezin, or I gave over the chayvus to Bezin, now it's commander Govidami, like I have a psak din already, it's commander Govidami. So two ways in the Rishonim. Now it makes a difference, in the Firois of Makshava could even touch up the words differently. Come on, all the Rishonim say Masrani is kipshutai, I'm giving over Masrani what? My chayvus. I'm transferring my chayvus to you, the Beis Din. I'm giving it over. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis in Shviyas, Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet, the Rambam says Masrani doesn't mean that. Masrani means Masrani, my words. I'm notifying you, Beis Din. I'm being made to you that these are my outstanding debts. I'm not giving you my chayvus, my chayvus, but I'm notifying you that you should know I have these chayvus outstanding. So the Akhrenim jump on the Rambam. What's going on? So I notify them. What does that help? Well, if you learn like the Rash, it helps very good. I already told Bezin. I made my tviya. I already lodged my tviya. I'm telling Bezin, look, these are my chayvus that are outstanding. So now it's as if I got it. Bezin acknowledges it. It's as if I have a psak din. It's command the govitam, and that's how I get around Shemitah. So it could even teach Musrani differently. Now, Avada, the Rash, who holds this commander Govedami, could also teach Masrani, I'm giving over the Chayvus, and that's how it's commander Govedami. But the Rambam who teaches it, made on Ilachem, for sure, is not learning I'm transferring over my Chayvus to Bezin. I'm just notifying Bezin. And if, therefore, it could go different. I have, this week, a bunch of Rabbanim called me up or sent me emails. They want to know how to translate it in English for their members. And there was, I transfer my Chayvus. So I got very nervous with the Aloshin. I have no problem. If you like that, I'm sure you have Rav Rishonim on your side. But it's not Muslim like, oh, the Rambam doesn't have that. The Rambam has, I'm just notifying you. And I wouldn't tell you right notifying because it's not going to the other Rishonim. So I don't know one word really that's going to, in English, you could translate it and keep both pratam. I'm giving over to you, Bezin, and you'll tell you either I'm giving over the Chayvus or I'm giving over these words, this notice. But it's not clear. But anyway, in Hebrew, it's Misrani Lechem. That's the type. Yerek Shaila?
Yeah, I just want to say, so you're saying he's not over lo yigos. What about the other yisurim of lo yigos? They all fall away?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's all tali zeb zeb. It means kol zman.
One where you're not supposed to go to somebody if you know he doesn't have money.
No, that's something else. That's something else. Yeah, but that's not this one. I'm not talking about that. I hear. All right.
So that still applies. That yisur still applies.
I'm not sure. I didn't see it.
Okay. How's this commander David working?
In Lomdis?
Yeah.
Well, if I would go to Bezin and make a claim, and the other guy would be there and he wouldn't have a good defense, what would happen? Bezin would pass him that he owes me money. Right. And once Bezin gives that psak, it's commander Govidomi. Why? What's the Lomdis? Why a psak Bezin? A psak Bezin is ironclad. A guy, now it's definitive. Yuzuka owe me money.
Nothing's bigger than him admitting to the fact that he owes you.
Correct. 100%. But that's the Lomdis. It's commander. Bezin is a stronger hand. Once you have a psak din, everyone's makayim a psak din, so it's not a problem.
The psak is going with percentages. And with the overwhelming percentage based on 80-20, the psak is 80. There's no bigger clarity than him saying 100% I owe you.
Good. Needs a beer. Masking. Huh? Well, it's not just not alone. It's a loan. It's not outstanding. It doesn't have to be collected because it's a given. If it's a psak din, he's certainly going to pay. It's not outstanding. It's commander govedan. It's done. It's a done deal. With a regular chayiv, kula hai v'ula, he's going
to
pay back. All right. On the that's how it works. You see, it's only, you still, one second, let me be clarify. For sure, it's only a takana of Hillel. We just explained the Hagdara, how Hillel's takana worked. They made it like Commander Govardami. That's how the takana worked. Avada without Hillel, nothing doing. Avada is not Commander Govardami until you have a regular dentarian of psak din. And I said before, according to the way we paskin, Kamish and what you needed, even Bixav of psak din. So it's not that, but it's like that. That's the Hagdara of how it works.
Could you write a
Prosbo
on a
Choy
which is not due yet, but it's
going to
be due before Rosh Hashanah?
Why should it be Tali on? I mean, how can I command the Gavadam if it's Taich Zman?
Yeah.
And Shenken, if you learn like Rashi, I'm authorizing the collection when he gives, Mama. Shenken, here, I hear the cheshvin. I hear the Shein cheshvin. I got to think about it. But very nice, very nice. I'm gonna have other chilukim, but I didn't have that one. Good. Okay. Now, Prizbol only works on chayvis that preceded the Prizbol. It will not work on future chayvis. I either lush lumdis you're gonna do. It's not gonna work. I can only work if I lent yesterday, then I can write a Prizbol today. But if I write a Prizbol today and I lent tomorrow, we have a problem. The Prizbol, that future chayv is not subject to that Prizbol. Once I write a Prizbol for a specific chayv, means yesterday's chayv and I write a Prizbol on, and for some reason this guy is a major big time default and he'll default another 7 years, I won't have to rewrite a Prizbol for the next Shemitah. Once I write a Prizbol on that chayv, it works for all future Shemitahs. But it has to be for only chayvis that preceded the Prizbol. It can't work for a chayv that, and that's why it's very important when you write the date in the Prizbol, you need a date and you have to write the date today. If you write the wrong date, it's going to be possible. If you write tomorrow, the Chazal passed the Prizbol. Because what happens if you lent tonight before tomorrow, and people are going to think it's subject to the Prizbol, and it's really not, so it's a problem. So they passed that Prizbol. You have to be very careful to write the right date. All right. Now, what are you going to do? Like I said before, what are you going to do if you, Taka, have to lend money after the Prizbol? So one etzah was, Taka, to delay payment. Say it's first due, same Gedalia, after Rosh Hashanah, so it's not Higia as Man Parayin. Now, I have to point out that that's not 100% a good Eitzah. There's a Dvar of Ram and Shuva in Chelek Aleph Lameh Beis. He wants to say, it's a Chiddush, but he wants to say that, hey, Yois, this halacha, that when you have a Zman for after Shemitah is a Machloikas Rishayinim, it's Machloikas Gemara, it's Machloikas Rishayinim. So even though we paskin that it works, and the halacha avada, if it happened and it was ready, same gadaya avada, you're allowed to collect. But he says lechatchila, why be machnas yourself into a machlekes? And mi yais toiv, you shouldn't rely on this lechatchila. You should taka write another prosbo to get out of the machlekes. If it happened, taka and you taka made same gadaya, now came along same gadaya, avada, you're allowed to collect. But lechatchila mi yais toiv, he says you shouldn't rely on being kaveh as man for later on. That's a dvar ram. I'm not telling you that you have to be makbid, but that's a dvar ram.
Every single day. I mean, just
that fact that
you did.
No, once a year's ban. If it's only first due next week, I don't have to pay it today.
Is that really the case? In other words, it's only due in 30 days.
It's only due, and I don't have to pay you till then. I don't have to pay you till then. I don't have to know who you are.
But it's not that I owe you now.
I owe you money, but it's not due yet. So it's in Lamaisa, I don't know what to do. It means it's coming to you in a week from now, but not yet. So it's not collectible yet. If it's not collectible yet, so it's not Laigas. Laigas is don't collect. What? Well, something that's collectible. If it's not collectible, it's not subject to the Parsha.
Sometimes it's a landlord and he collects rent. Would he be required to make
prosper? So again, if it's Chayes Kaka, so it could be he wouldn't be. But if he already sent an invoice or sent a bill or made a cheshbin or was Kaveh's man, if it's Kaveh's man, let's say he has to be paid by the first of the month or the fifth of the month, if he's Kaveh's man, and that man came before Shemitah in a Kanami, and before Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have a problem. Grad, I think Rosh Hashanah is the first, right?
Third. Second.
But it's the 30th. Ah, okay, so yeah, so the first is for sure, so it's going to be after Rosh Hashanah. So next month's payment, you don't have a problem. But yeah, last month's payment, you're going to have a problem.
But according to the Tavar Avom, it answers his question that he asked before.
The what?
Because you make a Prizbol towards Zman, Piroin. And he's saying it's good, right? Because he said, do make one.
No, avada a Prizbol, not come on. No, but he was saying, but he was
a question. You make a Prizbol before this month.
Right, no, but his question was like the Rash. Avada, let's say if you go like Rash in Roy Vishayinam, avada, it's going to work because I'm authorizing Bezin to make the collection whenever the collections do. But his Shaila was that if the Lamdas of the Rash is Commander Govidami and it's not a Gizman Peroin, so how do you have a Commander Govidami? It's not there yet. How do you do Commander Govidami?
Dvar Avraham was only saying it according to
the. I don't know what he's saying. I have no problem with Dvar Avraham to go with Roy Vishayinam because if you look through the Rakhain, Kamat, everyone goes with the Roy Vishayinam, not with the Rash. You'll see a bunch of tonight. You'll see a bunch of nafkaminas, and they go always for some reason with that. I just mentioned that you should know there's two shitas here. Now, hayois Prizbol is a beautiful thing. It's zeichel l'shvias. We want to mekayim it. So therefore, many achrayim suggest be careful. But many achrayim suggest is that you should make sure to always give a choiv that's not subject to Prizbol. to be mekayim this mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksafim. So therefore, for example, the Ben Ish Chai, he writes it in Shona Aleph, the end of Parshat Kisava, he says he was hinig b'Baghdad, he created this minig, everyone in Baghdad, that after they do a prosbul, right after they lend each one 10 grushes, whatever, I don't recall the 10, I don't know, grushes, whatever, $10, 10 cents, I don't know what it was, to lend something to somebody, kadeh to be mekayim the mitzvah, and that person's going to want to pay back after Shemitah, and he's going to come over to pay you, and you can say, no, m'shamatini, I'm not paying you, and with that, you mekayim the mitzvah.
Come to you.
He doesn't have to, well, he owes me money. We have to know. But if he comes to me, I'm supposed to say, Meshamen anehim bimekayim the mitzvah bimaloyai. And he says, not only that, he says, for the women too, because the women also should bimekayim the mitzvah. He says, the women should also lend their neighbors eggs and milk and butter, do everything. Just lend, because that's also a choiv, to be bimekayim the mitzvah of prosbul. That's mekayim the mitzvah, sorry, shemitah ksafim. Not do prosbul on all your choivis. Now, it's not 100% pashut what he said, because you have to get to metzias. Pashut, you're going to have to say that in his makom, stam avor was miyad. But if you have stam avor lamed yoim, so you're running into that machloikas before. So let me show you stam avor lamed yoim. Sorry? Oh, so then you're going to have to specify, good. You'll have to specify that these eggs, but you have to pay me back eggs in 5 minutes. That's a geschmack. But yeah, I'll suppose that you got to pay me back before Rosh Hashanah.
No, but then he's a loiver Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
That's no good.
Correct.
No, even that is true.
Right. I mean, the loiver is going to go into Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, having choiv is outstanding. Right. Also not so partial. Right. Loit Tabach, it would have been a beautiful eitzah. The choiv is not due till after Rosh Hashanah. So I'm not a loiver Rosh Hashanah. But yet, Shemitah's Klafim is applicable. So I can mingaim the mitzvah. That would be great. Good. Fine. That's what. Now, another eitzah is, which might be easy or hard, I'm not sure, you're messing up the lashon, but some suggest what you do is when you give over the prism, chutz mi choiv that I have to Reuven, that choiv. And some even go further. I'm allowed to say, let's say Reuven owes me $1,000. I'm not, you know, the mitzvah is because she's very nice, but $1,000 is costly. So I'll say, that choiv that Reuven, chutz from $2 of that choiv that Reuven owes me, $2 of it, I'm generous enough to be in kaim zeichel l'shis, everything else I want to collect. Some even go, as that you're allowed to do it. Just, and it's going to get really technical. You're right, chutz, you have to change the lashon hashtar. It's not so simple. I don't know if that's the way to give. I had a chav who used to make a vitz, and it really is like the ben, this type of London, this Ben Ish Chai. He used to make a vitz. You see these things at the beginning of Shemitah, you have all these organizations who say, you know, for $360 you can own a piece of land in Israel, all the mitzvah, Shemitah, everything, Gevaldik. When are you going to get these mitzvahs? So my chav, you say he'll do charge cheaper. For $250 you give him a loan, he won't pay you back, and Mekayim mitzvahs ekelishvitz. Gevaldik. Yeah, all right. Shine. But like the Shlomo Zalman, it's not so pleasure. Shlomo Zalman said, if you borrow al das, not to pay back, that's not a loan, that's a matana. So you don't have to do this. You have to know how to make that campaign. But all right. You'll see next Shemitah, the yeshivas will have it. Okay. Then another halacha of prosbul. Another halacha is that prosbul only works if the loiva has karka. He has to have real estate. Why? Rashi says, because it's a milsa de shchicha. People only extend loans if they know it's solid, ironclad, that they're going to be paid back. And people are reliant on karka. If I know you have a piece of land, like a mortgage, I know you have a piece of land, where to collect from, no problem. And even though the Gemara says, all you need is a karka koshu, good, but the Rishonim said, that's also enough. I'll collect and I'll recollect. There's alumnus in Gemara, I'm allowed to do that, or in another karka. It's different reasons, but I'm allowed to do it because it's a milsa de shchicha.
By a wife, yeah, she doesn't have a
neighbor,
her husband does.
Okay, we're going to get to it. Yeah, good, Charlie, yeah. But let me just go to flesh it out. We'll see a lot of examples. We'll run through it quickly.
Is that how the Minig of Malka, for example, Jews didn't own karka for thousands of years?
They didn't own karka?
They weren't allowed to own karka in Europe.
Okay, so we'll get to why they did. You'll see in a second. I'll show you why. 1 second, because owning is a very broad Taich, what owning means. We'll see. Fine. Why do I need karka? So Rashi holds the reason why I need karka is milsa de shchicha. And Chazal only made a takon about milsa de shchicha. A milsa de shchicha that the loiva shouldn't have karka, no, it's not happening. We're not making takon for that. That's Rashi. The Rash in Shvius, and God says Rashbam and Babasa as Pashas as well, and some of Vavam and Aleph, but the Rash in Shvius says, no, the reason I need karka is because since the Lomdis Pashas of Prusbul is, like the Rash, is commander Govli Domi, Commander Govid, I mean, only works if the guy has karkas. If the guy has karka, we see that the chayv is like already collected. If the guy doesn't have karka, as if we're not going to see Commander Govid. I mean, what's Govid? He doesn't. Where? When? But if I see karka, so we could see that the chayv was on this karka, and that karka is already Commander Govid. I mean, that's what the Rash says. She taught some of how to learn. Now, there's a nafkamina between Rash and Rash, besides the one you mentioned. The Ran says the nafkamina is. The Ran says that late Rashi, all you have to have karka is b'shasi write to pruzul. If I write to pruzul today and my loiv had karka today, even if he spends it tomorrow, he sells the karka before Shoshana, no problem. Because it's a musa d'shchicha. By the time I wrote the pruzul, it's a musa d'shchicha. The guy had karka. Bais says you don't need a b'shas avah. You don't need a b'shas pruzul. Why? I wouldn't extend the avah. Yeah, so some want to say, but I didn't see this in print, Mechavrusa wanted to dina, that the var is that I would lend you money. If I knew that tomorrow you would have karka, I would also lend you money today.
Okay, if you have karka, only
b'shas avah, not b'shas prozul? Yeah, no, that's not going to work.
Why not?
Yeah, but b'shas the prozul, but Labai said that's, but like the rash, that the Rash holds, it has to be commander Govidami. So like the Rash, and when does Shemitah's Ksafim kick in? Shemitah's Ksafim kicks in at the end, right in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the year. So therefore, Zakhtaran, Bedas HaRash, he's going to have the karka at the end of the year. It's not enough that he has it b'shas pros. He's going to have it at the last second of the year. He has karka. Then we see commander Govidami. So when Shemitah's Ksafim came around, oh, this is not a chayv. It's commander Govidami. It's not outstanding.
When you write the prosbul.
Oh, so that's
the end of the year.
So this is a shayla, how to touch up the Rash, even in the Ram. What does the Ram mean? Does the Ram mean that the whole commander Govid only first comes at the end of the year? And if that's the case, then I could say even a stronger nafkamina. The nafkamina would be is like the Rash, you didn't have karka b'shas t'prozul, and you only had it at the end of the year. For some reason, the Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says, like the Rash, you're going to have karka at the end of the year, as if the karka that you have now is going to have to extend to the end of the year. I'm not saying it's a great deek in the Ran, but it sounds like from the Ran, at least a drop, that he's made in the Rash to command the Govidami he has now, but the yeshiva is bezdin. But that command the Govidami could only work on the karka and the Govidami, if Commander Govi lasts till the end of the year. If it doesn't last in any year, so at the end of the year, when Shemitah Tzkafim kicks in, it's no longer Commander Govi. So it's not going to have a problem. That sounds like. But otherwise, I would have had this nafkamina, a strong nafkamina, when the guy didn't have b'shas t'prozul, and he only had it at the end of the year. Or what happens if he had karka, sai b'shas t'prozul, and sai at the end of the year, but it's not the same karka. He had one b'shas t'prozul, he sold it, and then he bought a different karka. Is that going to work? Like, the ration might not work, because the commander Govi was on this karka, and this karka no longer is around. That karka is something else. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm not sure. But this is the Ran's nafkamina. It happens to be the Ritva. Doesn't say that. The Ravah Pashas goes like the Rash. The Ravah quotes his Rebbe, also going to Rash. And he holds, as long as B'shas t'prozul, you had karka, that's commander Govidami. And once it was Shah Achas, that Shemitah wasn't applicable, then it's good enough, even though you don't have the karka at the end of the year. Seems that the Ritva argues with the Ran. How the Lums and Ritva works 100%, I'm not sure, because even if it's commander Govi, but the end of the year is no longer commander Govi, so now it's an outstanding Chayiv, should be subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. But that's the Ritva Pashas and Makleks are showing how to touch up the Rash. Okay, now let's address the Elims. What is karka? They didn't have karka. Well, how much karka, what karka are we referring to? The Chazal are extremely generous in what's considered karka. First of all, you have to have a kol shu, a mashu of karka. Even if the loiva doesn't have karka, but the ariv has karka, that's enough. Even if the loiva and the ariv doesn't have karka, but someone owes money to the loiva or to the ariv, and that guy has karka, that's enough at shibud de Rav Nosson. Or, let's say no one owns karka, but someone, either the loiva, the ariv, or anyone who owes money to the loiva ariv, borrowed karka, or rents karka. Now, in the olden day, I'm sure they live somewhere, let's say they rented karka. Even a rental of karka is considered that you have karka, or you borrow karka is considered you have karka. So it's a very generous, very, very generous understanding of what's karka. Now, your shayla, isha alishtoi, if let's say the husband doesn't have karka but his wife has karka, or vice versa, you gave the chayv to the wife doesn't have karka but the husband has karka, based on the Yerushalmi, that also works. That's also good, no problem.
Does that?
Well, you might be able to make the gvi on the rental, Right, yeah, the rent has a term, whatever the term is, till the end of the year, whatever it is, you can make that gvia. So it comes out that's not shaykh, unless you know a guy is sleeping in town square here, it's not shaykh that a guy doesn't have something. He's living somewhere. Where is he living? He has a roof over his head. It's a rental. He owns it. He borrowed it. Something happened. So this shaykh went to the Ksam Seifer. Where's this person who doesn't have karka? And the Ksam Seifer said that's talking about a bachar, or someone who's samach al shulchan aviv, and he doesn't have a schus to live there, just his parents allow him to live there. It's not like he rented from his parents, it's not like he borrowed from his parents. He's allowed to live there, and technically if his parents want to throw him out now, they could throw him out. So he has no schus in the karka. So such a bach who has no bechlau schus, that's the case we're talking about, a son who doesn't have karka. It's totally a mitzvah l'shchicha, mamish, unless you take a lent. He's in prison, and he doesn't have a house. Where's all his belongings? His belongings are somewhere.
We don't thank him.
What?
He's in terrorist prison. He has absolutely nothing. He's a vagrant.
He doesn't have a house anywhere? Come on, not Johnny.
Why you factor in
every other factor? No, the guy's alive. The marsh. No. So, cannot. This is a shy for sure, but I think Kozmaner, they didn't foreclose yet. You still own it. By law, you still own it. Not only that, even if you gave out a mashkin, it's kamat not shayek. It's mamish, a one in a thousand. So you're talking yeshiva brachim, yeah, then if they lent other yeshiva brachim, then it could be. But in a more normal situation, if you're talking about adults, married people, it's not shayek that the guy doesn't have some type of karka. So if that's the case, that's kamat not shayek. The Mabit says in Chelek Aleph, Simon Shun. Sorry?
All these cases are
like a Tchila? Yeah, the Prisbul was a Takalim of Karka. What's considered Karka? Yeah, this is qualified, it's considered you have Karka. Therefore, the Mabit said that for Shemitah is She'ovru, it's kind of, what's his Lashon? Loinaagnu b'shmita is she'ovru lichtoiv zikoi ara karka dalaramas, whatever. He said, all of a sudden someone showed him a prusbul, a new prusbul, badal chadish, and having the prusbul, a lashon, that the mouth is being mezaka to any loiv who needs karka. He says, look, he doesn't know. All he knows is that all the shmitas that he had till now, no one ever did this. It's not necessary. Everyone has karka. It's mamash a double karka. He said, what should I do all of a sudden that every bezdin now does prusbuls? And so every bezdin, he does what he wants, and everyone changes the nusach of the prusbul. He doesn't know. All he can tell you is that shmita shavu, no one did zika karka. And the Baruch Hashem, he has a double karka. We have a double karka. If you look around, come out, we have a lot of prusbuls of Mariyadin and Mazaka Kaka to everyone. Now, I don't want to mark it because it's Taka you'd need it for that yeshiva bracha. But the problem is if you don't need it, or even if you do need it, and you just go up Masrani Lechem and you just sign, where was the Zika Kaka? You did a Maizekini, what'd you do? I mean, there's nothing there. So then the Ayanam who signed the thing was a check. They signed the check. It never happened. There's no Zika Kaka. Could be, Benege to that is even possible because if you're right, that you did Zika Kaka, and now you're going to be able to collect from that yeshiva Bachas Choyv, and it really didn't happen, so you have no right to collect, so now might have a din of Mu'ukha, like we said before, the pastors. It might be discussed a similar situation that the guy wrote a lashon that didn't work in Karka. But it's Bechlal, I would say generally, 98% of the time it's not necessary. Our bezin, when we give our prisoner, it's not ours, Nasukh is from Nissen, Krell, it's our Rebbe, and Itaka doesn't have it in the Nasukh. He just skips the whole thing, Karka.
How can you give one anyways?
No. Sorry?
How can you give one anyways? A problem.
Oh, very good. I didn't say it. Very good, but I should really say it. The Eitzah Chazal give, that if a guy doesn't have Karka, what you do is you mizaka, shalei befonav, a schus hulay, and you give him Karka. Schus to get a mashu of karka, which mashu we doesn't know, but that's a schus uloi, and now he can collect. Factory shining, a schus, it's a choyv. If you want to give him the karka, he has a free, that's it, the waves, that's amnesty, no problem, and now he's stuck. So the Rishonim say, Hikilu beprosbon. As part of the takana, when Hill made the takana, on karka, he allowed you to do this shtickel too, and that's also enough. That's what some Rishonim say.
Besides, he wouldn't have lent it to him without that, so it's not a choyv really, that's it. If he wouldn't,
I'm not going
to
lend you money if I know the only kark I could.
Lend it to
and the other usher would lend it. I would never.
No, he is lending
you. One second, but I would never lend. If what's the lomdus why I lend? Because I want a place to be goyva. I would lend you money if the only place to be goyva is the kark that I was mazaka for you. That's for sure not, right? But that's how it works. The kilu b'prosbol, that's part of the takana, they allowed it. So kum dais, it's kamat na chayach, it's baruch Hashem. Everyone has some sort of kark, and mameli, it's okay. So whoever is achrayi for the organization, it might be apotropis, the halakha is an apotropis, the same, for tzedakas, there are halakas. I'd rather not go into it, but pashas, it will work then too. You have to work out the case. But if you have a specific case in mind, I'll believe that. Sorry?
If you gave your money to a gemach and they wanted to go after that.
So they probably are going to be writing a prosbul on your behalf. Probably. They'll be writing, I hope they were writing on all the people's behalf. Depending how you gave it. If you gave it to the gemach, that they're achroy, the apotropos of the gemach is achroy to give you the money back, even if the subsequent borrower defaulted, then you really lent the apotropos of the gemach money. So then you got to make a prosbul for the loan that you gave to the apotropos. But if he's just a shlik, that he's giving out your money, and if it's defaults, you get defaulted on, and ekrami, so then Pachas, he's gonna be your shlik, he'll make it on your behalf. And that's why we put it in the law, that you want to do it for your wife. If your wife lent out money, or she is a service provider, is a good nekuda. If she's a service provider, I don't know, she did something and someone owes her money, and that subject to Shmita Ksafim could be she's mechuyev, she's the one who's mechuyev to write the prosbul, not you, because at the halakha that ma'isi yedeh of the isha belong to her husband, it's not poshet, it's a shayla if that works before the gviya. Kozman she didn't get it. If she gets it, then it's mine, but she didn't get it yet, it might be hers, and then she has to have a Shmita Ksafim and she has to write the prosbul. So we have a lashon that you could be a shliach for your wife and that will work. Okay, let's just,
somebody has a cemetery job
called Abikaka. I gotta think about it, but probably you have a schus in that land. Probably. Probably, I don't know, but probably. All right, now let's talk about. Let me.
Wait a second, you're saying as soon as the schiros is high, then Shemitah is
shalom? Right, once it's due, then Shemitah kicks in. Shemitah ksafim. If it's due before Shemitah ends, then Shemitah's ksafim will kick in, yeah. Then you need a prosbul. Okay, let me talk about the bezin. This is a halakha lemaisa, very negeya. What bezin has the authority to exercise, to cause this prosbul to happen? Which bezin do we need? We all go in shuls. I mean, I guess most of us are Ashkenazim, and we go in shuls and we just write. And then I'm going to go through the machlokes rishonim. It's a major machlokes rishonim, machlokes lahalakha, what bezin we need. The Rambam and a number of rishonim hold that you need a bezin choshev, which is roi lafkiya momin. A bezin chashev with roi lafkiya momin in kashem mishnah means you have to be a bezin a galus shebedoyrei, the greatest bezin or one of the greatest batei din of this time. Let's say Rav Nitzan Karelitz's bezin is probably the biggest bezin, both in number and in case and quality, quantity. That bezin, you have the bezin chashev shebedor. They have the koyach to be mafke momin. A regular bezin doesn't have that koyach. That's Ramam Shita. Now comes along the Baal, I believe it's the Baal HaChumis, and the Baal HaChumis, and this is how the Mechaber Paskins, based, it's like one step past the Rambam, that's true in a normal situation. But if you have a Bezin Kvua should be here, where Himchum Rabim Aleim, everyone accepted this to be the Bezin, this is the Bezin, they have the authority, they subject themselves to the authority of this Bezin, so it's as if we all empower this Bezin to have the Koyach of Hefka Bezin Hefka. We need that Koyach of Hefka Bezin Hefka, but we don't need it to be Gadol Shebedar, because in each city, the Bezin Kavu Shabir also has a koyak based on like a contractual empowering, because everyone empowered that Bezin, they appointed that Bezin to be the Bezin Kavu Shabir. And that's how the Machaba Paskins, we need the Bezin Kavu Shabir or the Gadol Shabir Yisrael. That's the Machaba. And this is how the Sfardim have to be noig. This is Maran. You gotta go, this is the Bezin that they need, the Bezin Choshev Shebedar.
They weren't elected in, they opened up on the
So Shaila is, Bezmanenu in America, when this Kamat not a Bezin, which is, even in Crown Heights, they have three Bati Din. This Kamat not a Bezin, maybe it's Kret Town, this Kamat not a Bezin, which is Kavua, by election we'll call it, by nomination, is that considered Bezin Kavua Shabir? So in Hilchus Choshe Mishpat, Anafkamini is like Abizabla, there Rav Moshe writes, in Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Bey Simen Gimel, he writes, at the end of the Simen, he writes that in America, that's not considered Bezin Kavua Shabir. It's not talking about Prus, it's talking about Choshe Mishpat, but he knows that's not considered a Bezin Kavua Shabir, because just people go to the Bezin, but it wasn't nominated. That's not Bezin Kavua Shabir. That's Rav Moshe. And that's the minig in America, that we hold that the Bati Din, all the but they didn't know like that, we're not considered Bezin Kavuas. That's it. However,
that's for the United States and Canada, that people have a right to demand, if you want, if they have a small they should go to them.
Oh yeah, I'm not familiar. It was predated my times a bit. Anyway, so that's Ramosha. Ramosha holds there's no, and that's how we are noyig in Chayshim Mishnah. There's no Bezen Kavod should be here in America. However, the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael argue with Ramosha. Shevet Halevi has a number of tshuvas. You could look at Chelek Ches, Simin Shin Bey, Chelek Tes Reish Pei Hei. Rav Nissen goes like that. In Eretz Yisrael, they're noyig, yes, that in each year of the year, wherever the Bate Din, if they're used, if they're regularly used, I'm not talking about a Bezen has one Din Torah a month. We're talking about regularly used on a daily basis. That's considered Bezen, that's considered Him Ramalem. How? By the mere fact that they're used. If everyone uses them, that's a Bezen Kavua. So they have the Koyach, a Bezen Kavua should be here. And Krada, right now, I was speaking to the last week to Rav Nissen's Edim, they're swamped right now with Prizmos. Everyone's running into the Bezen Gar, right? Because they want Bezen Kavua should be here. The Mamish overloaded with Prizmos. Because that's considered Bezen Kavua should be here. So it's a machlo- and that's how they're Neugen Eretz Yisrael. So Kumtai, it's really Chulukim Mugam. It's America, we go like Rav Moshe. And Eretz Yisrael, they go like the Shevet Alevi. Even if it's more than one, as long as they are regularly used. Again, Rav Nissen's Gabi once told me that when I was starting to open up a bezin, going back about a decade, so there's no kunst to open up a bezin. The kunst is that people should use you. I'm also a bezin. No, it means if it's regularly used, that's a bezin and kavu should be it. That's Himchum Rabbim. You have a Rabbim who uses you. Fine, so come to us like this. So Pashas, in America, you're not going to have this Eitzah. Now, another important Nakuda, a guy told me just yesterday, he said, he has an Eitzah. What he'll do is he'll go to Square Town. This is a Bezen Kvu Shabir, and he'll write a Prozbo in Square Town. That Bezen is Taka, only that Bezen. That's a Bezen Kvu, and Mamela have this Maila Gavaldik. The problem is, what's the Lom that Himkun Rabbam Lay? It means that everyone subjected themselves to the authority of that Bezen, so that authority gives them, they're empowered to make Hefka Bezen Hefka, on me, the Loiva. So we told the guy, if all your Loivas come from Square Town, no problem. But the Maila, you have people in Lakewood, you have people in other cities, those people, those Loivas didn't subject themselves to that Bezen. So if they're not subjected, so they didn't have empowered the Square Town Bezin to be mafka that moment, so it's not going to work. So if you go like the Mechaba, you're a Sfardi, if you go like the Shita, you need a Bezin Chodshev, you're not going to be able to really pull it off here in America.
How about if you have a Friar guy who owes you money, he's not subject to any Bezin?
He was never Mechabal, any specific Bezin. Right, so the same thing, and a Hanami. So you'll have to get the Bezin Hagodol should be Israel. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, and this is the Eitzah that the Sfaradim use, the Eitzah is that you do it a shli b'fonav. I'll go in front of 2 Eidim, 3 Eidim, whatever it is, and I'll give you Misrani, not to you, Misrani to the Dayanim of Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Yaakov Edushan. I'll give it to that Bezdin. That will be the Bezdin Choshev b'Israel, and I'm just doing it shloi b'fneim. And the Yerushalmi says that you could do it even if it's in Roimi. And it's Makhlek is a China. Some Rishonim say it means even if the Chayvis are in Roimi, that really doesn't work. But the other Rishonim, the way we go, the Ramah Pasuk, is even if the Bezin is in Roimi. I'm using the Bezin Chavshe b'Roimi. I'm here in Lakewood. And I'm saying I'm using that Bezin. That's my point of Bezin. In fact, the Sfaradim have, a lot of the Sfaradim use Chacham Avadya has a Bezin. They give out Prozbos. It has his Bezin. It's funny, his name's on it, but he's not one of the Vidayan. I can't figure it out. But good. But it's his Bezin, and that's the Bezin. Godl should be Israel, I guess, for the Sfaradim. I'm not sure. But good, that's how it works. And that's how they do it. They Yaita Shaloi Shaloi bifneim of the bezin. Now, some machloekas we showing him, and some achrona because I'm sorry, seemingly didn't want to be makel that you could do shaloi bifonov. You have to do mamish bifonov. Some Rishonim, and like I said, some Achronim. So it's not so posh, but for the Sfardim, that's the only way they can really go. And Lamais is, it's been a minig like that in Yerushalayim for hundreds of years. The Baal Chikrei Lev, it's going back 150 years, Chacham Avadya brings it down, that his Prozbul did it like that at Shalob Bifneim, that he had that Lashon, that you're somewhere else, and you're being Moise, your Chayv is too, the Bezin in the Rishon Letzion of the Baal Chikrei Lev. And that Chacham Avadya is made, that's how it was, Darius in Yerushalayim. That's the minig.
So that's more than one.
Sure. So if you want to be Yaitza both, you can do the Bezin Bifnehem, but it won't be Bezin Chashev. And you want to Chapter on Bezin Chashev, you could do that. In a Chanam, you could pull that off. And in Grado, I'll tell you like this. If you're a Sfardi, I don't know how long, because I don't know if there's a Maila, could be not, to do it in front of 3 yokels. I don't know. Because if they need a Bezin Chashev, they go like Moran, and you don't have it. So is it Maila for them that they Chaparayin the Shittas Ramah? I don't know. I have no idea. But Lididan, if you want to Chaparayin that, so Grado Rabbi Yosha's Prozbul, and Rav Sturmbach as well, slightly different Nozah, but they do a Tziruf. In one prosa, they write like this: Misrani to the Bezin, Chashish of Israel, whatever, you know, whatever that is. And you should know, if it doesn't work, I'm making it tonight, if it doesn't work, and you need the Dafik Bifnaim, then I want you to be the Dayan. I don't want you to be Adam, then I want you to be Dayanim. So in one prosa, they chaperain both. But for Ashkenazim, I would definitely tell you to first at least do Lukhabakas to the three yokels in front of you, that's for sure, because that you chaperain the Ramah. And then if you want to do the Shalom Bifan over there, okay, fine, you could do that too. Good. Now,
do you have to
be with them?
Do you have to send it to them?
No, no, no. Grada Chasam Sefer writes that if you do send it to them and they're Maka Yochasimis, that's like Bifneim, because then they recognize. And Rav Nissen holds a step further. Rav Nissen holds a basin of Chasam Sefer. This is just not practical. He holds that what you do is go in front of people who Rav Nissen recognize the signature. Like you come in, a number of us have written it and ready to recognize our signature. Come in front of us, we'll do it, then we'll take this shtar and we'll send it to Rav Nissen. And then he does, and he does a keem on the shtar. Because he recognizes, even if he doesn't recognize the malva, but he'll recognize the dayanim, and he'll make a keem bezin, and he holds that also works. Just not practical. I'm going to take it and send it off. If facts don't work, so I'm going to mail it there. It's just not practical. Better just to do it the way we have it. Shalei befondav and chaperain dat shita. I want to talk, be messiah with another two divrei halacha. It's really tali zeh bezeh. Are you allowed to do a prosbul belaila? Or are you allowed to do a prosbul with kravim? Kravim to each other means a pasul bezin. Or one of the yanim is a karev to a loiv. You have so many loivs, hundreds of loivs, you don't know whom. So are you allowed, is that a good prosbul? That considered a good bezin? So grada b'negeh to laila, the arsa meach over here, is masupik. In Perek Tes, Halach Yudches, and Schiyas, or Samech is masupik if you're allowed to do a prosbul belaila. That's a kosher, a bezin. The halach is a bezin has to be b'yoyim. A gemar din is allowed to be belaila, but the tchilas adin has to be b'yoyim, and maybe that's not considered a good bezin. However, a lot of the hayantikos say, avadi allowed to do belaila, the erech lechem, that's a friyadik, a marikash. In the Nuch Shulchan Aruch, the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, they start to already put it on the bottom. The Erech Lechem, who lived hundreds of years ago, he says, Avadi a lot of do Belaila, and he's quoted by a lot of the Tzfadish, Chedek Shloimoy, and a lot of the Hayntek who say that Avadi a lot of do Prisbul Belaila. What's the reason? He says, it's only Mesiris Chavis, that I'm being marked in the Chavis to Bezin. So I don't really, that's not the problem. That I'm allowed to do Belaila. That's what he says, and it's a bit share what he means, because it's not just I'm being makna you my chayvis. If I'm making my chayvis, you also be over shmita. If I give my chayvis to a lokeach, because fush alaka, avad will be shmita on the lokeach. Or I make you a shlik to collect, avad you can have. You need avad to koyach a bezdin. And cause man, you're not a bezdin, because it's balayla, you're going to fall short. It's not going to be kosher. I don't know what he means. But the Derech Hamuna, that's from Chaim Kanievsky, he says it differently. He touches up. He says that din that you need bezdin has to be tchilas adin b'yoyim. He says maybe that's only a bezdin that's going to Paskin. A Bezin that says a Kviyas, that they plan on Paskin, whatever this din Torah, whatever the issue is in front of them, that issue needs to start B'yoyim. See, Lucid, the Daita, whatever the reason is, you have to start B'yoyim. But if it's a Yeshiva's Bezin for something that doesn't need Achra, there's no Psak, there's nothing, you're just being Misrani, Chavis, maybe that Bezin is a good Bezin even Balayla. And therefore, he blives, he says a Safek in the Be'or HaAlach of the Derech Hamuna, he blives a Safek, but he says, could be that's the reason why you're allowed to do Balayla, because that is a shame bezin for these type of issues that don't need a psak. You have a shame bezin even belaila. Same shy. Now, grado, I want to point out, there's also another nafkimina. All this is only the whole marikash. It's right, I'm only giving over my chayvis. Is like rash in Rav Rishonim. But if you learn like the rash, it's commander govid on me, and it's like I have a psak din. Lachayr, it's not going to work. I need a full fledged koyach of a bezin. And if they have to paskin and they can't paskin, so it's belaila, whatever it is. That's not a shame bezin. Avad, I'm going to be stuck. So that like them. Like the Rash, like you have to do a b'yoyim. Same Shiloh by Kroivim. The Merikash says, who are then, since it's only giving over the Chayvis, that's nothing, so I'm allowed to have Kroivim. I don't have to have a kosher or a bezin. I can be a Karev to Loiv, a Karev to each other, not a problem. And the Beis Avram says it like that, and the Panim B'Mishpat says it, he quotes it. They go like that. However, again, it's not partial. The Tumim and Sif Kotn Chav Gimel, and the Tshuva Me'ava and Tzimnayim Beis, they're Mesupik if you're allowed to have a Kroivim. Again, either Paiskim, on both Shilas, you have a whole Degel Paiskim who are Megal, and then you have some Paiskim on Mesupik. I didn't find anyone who Mamish Asas Kroivim, or Mamish Asas Belaila. So La Halacha, Avad, if you write a Prosbul Belaila, you write a Bekroivim, you find out afterwards, oh, one of the Yonu happened to be a Karev to one of my lives, even the first cousin's a Karev. He's a Karev to one of my lives, Avad is going to be good, but the Evid's for sure good. And could be you'll even find Paiskim who even say, maybe Lechachila, but me Yais Toiv, Lechala Pachas, if you can get out of Shilah, it's better to do Beyoim, it's better to make sure that you don't have kraven.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Besdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.